There are several of you here this evening. And every year you call and make an appointment with your doctor, and you go see your doctor for an annual checkup. The value of such a checkup is obvious. They're able to check blood pressure, cholesterol levels, sugar levels, and they're able to look at you and run tests to see if something is wrong. Because it's possible that you have a problem physically that you don't know about yet. And so by having this examination, they're able to see how you are physically, how you are doing physically, and if maybe there is a problem that hasn't come to the surface yet. So all of us understand the importance and the value of an annual physical checkup. Now, tonight, I want us to have a checkup. But it isn't a physical checkup. It is a spiritual wellness checkup. Because just like there's value in you going to your doctor. Just like there is value in you going to your doctor, there is great value in taking the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to give you this examination. So in our spiritual examination, we're going to take a look at five things very quickly. Number one, when you go to your doctor for a physical, one of the first things, if not the very first thing your doctor will do, is your doctor will stand right in front of you. Your doctor will tell you, open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Because your doctor, by looking at your mouth, by examining your tongue, your doctor can tell a whole lot about you. Now, in our spiritual examination, maybe the best thing and the first thing that we need to do is we need to look and examine our tongues. In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36, Jesus said that every idle word, better than idle is careless. That's what he's getting at. Every careless word we shall give an account of on the day of judgment, for by our words we are justified, and by our words we are condemned. Now, Paul states in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the things that we've done in our body, he says, according to what we have done, whether it be good or bad. But what Jesus' statement tells me in Matthew chapter 12 is that when we stand before God on the day of judgment, brethren, we are not only going to be responsible for what we have done, we are going to be responsible for what we have said. So let's examine our tongue first. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21, the writer says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your words can bring death, and history is proof of it. How many people's reputation has been killed by just careless words? In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, Paul said, "Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but only that which will edify or build up others." No corrupt words. The word corrupt in Ephesians 4:29 means rotten. Putrid, there's a great word. There's a great word. So in our spiritual examination, the first thing we want to examine is our tongue. How's the spiritual health of your tongue? Number two, the second thing that a doctor will do, or when you have a physical, a doctor will do it, is they will take your temperature. They'll take your temperature. Because if you have a fever, what that tells them is that somewhere in your body there's an infection going on, and you need to find out what that is. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12, Jesus says that the love of many grows cold. So I ask you tonight, what is the temperature of your love? When you examine your Bible study habits, what does your Bible study habits tell you about your love for God? What does your prayer life tell you about your love for God? What does your giving tell you about your love for God? In a spiritual checkup, we need to find out what the temperature of our love is. Because you see, we can have a great love for other things than the Lord. Paul said of Demas in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, that Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. The problem with Demas is that he loved the world more than he loved the Lord. Jesus said the problem at the church of Ephesus in Revelation 2 and in verse 4 is that they had lost their first love. So in a spiritual checkup, let's examine our tongue. What's the health of my tongue? In a spiritual checkup, let's take a look at our temperature. What is the temperature of my love spiritually? Number three. Third thing that a doctor will always take a look at when they examine you is your eyesight. Your eyesight. Did you know that there is such a thing as spiritual nearsightedness? Did you know that? In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, Paul says to add to your faith, and then he starts calling off some virtues. Add to your faith, look what he says. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. He says, but for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness love. Watch verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they will make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here is what we want, verse 9. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his sins. Now, what is Peter saying? Peter is saying that if we fail to supplement our faith with these virtues, that we are spiritually going to go blind. That's what he's saying. Now, I want you to see something that's very interesting in verse 9. He says, for he that lacks these things is short-sighted. Now, I want you to notice the expression, lacks these things is short-sighted. That entire expression comes from one Greek word. One Greek word. And that one Greek word finds itself as a present participle. And all that means is that this problem of spiritual nearsightedness, this is a problem that's going to continue until you get these virtues in your life. What Peter is saying is that until these virtues get into your life, you will be a spiritually blind person. That's exactly what he says. All of us know how important our eyesight is physically. I mean, my driving's bad enough when I got my glasses on. You go have a physical. You're going to open your mouth and stick out your tongue. You're going to have your temperature taken. You're going to have your eyesight checked. Number four. The fourth thing the doctor is going to do is he's going to test your hearing. He's going to test your hearing. Now, I have a strange sense of humor, and I admit that, and I can live with that quite well. And the last time I was in the doctor's office and he gave me a physical, I was sitting up on the little, whatever that thing is, not a bed, and he's sitting on the other side with on a stool, and he had examined me, and he's ripping off all these questions, and he asked me, one of the questions, he says, well, how is your hearing? And I didn't answer it. I heard every word he said. He says, well, how's your hearing? I said, what? And then he caught on. I thought it's funny. I don't think he thought it was funny. In Matthew 13 and in verse 15, Jesus talks about those who hear, but they're not hearing. And people say, well, if you're hearing, you got to hear. But no, 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 no. Every preacher in the world knows people who are hearing and ain't hearing. How else you explain this? Members of the church, I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about somebody not here. Members of the church who go to church for years, for decades. Decades, and they don't have enough spiritual sense to find their head with both hands. What's going on? Listen, they've heard hundreds, they've heard many hundreds of sermons. They don't know nothing. You say, well, they were listening. No, they weren't. They were hearing, but they weren't hearing. They were hearing, but they weren't understanding. And they'll tell you something they believe, and you're thinking, what? You've heard 500 sermons, and you believe that? Why, if you stop somebody out there on the street who'd never darkened the door of a church building, they know that was wrong, and you don't know it. That's what you want to say. But Jesus said, love your neighbors. I said that to a guy once, and that guy said, well, yeah, that's because Jesus didn't have my neighbors. But folks hear, and they don't hear. They don't understand. Jesus said over and over and over again, one recorded in Matthew 13, verse 9, he who has ears to hear, what? Let him hear. Let him hear. See, when you hear, you not only understand, but you do. Number five. The fifth thing a doctor's always going to do in a physical. He's always going to do. He's going to check your heart. He's going to check your heart. In Matthew 13 and in verse 15 again, Jesus talks about those whose hearts have grown dull. Hearts have grown dull. In the Bible, the vast, vast majority of the time, when the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about our spiritual. It's talking about our emotional, and it's talking about our intellectual morals and where they reside. Your heart is the place where spiritually and where emotionally your morals and the quality of your morals reside. Listen to this carefully. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, the writer says, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. Let me tell you what he's talking about there. The reason that we need above everything else to guard our heart is because it is in our heart that our life's activities begin. When I do something, the act isn't where it started. Where it started was in my heart. And that's why you need to guard your heart. Because all of your activities start there. So Jesus said in Luke 5, it is not the whole that need a physician, but it's the sick. And in Matthew's account of that, in Matthew 9, Jesus said, now you go learn what that means. He says, for I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, Paul said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. It's a great idea to have an annual physical. Go see your doctor. But it's also a terrific idea to have a spiritual wellness checkup. Spiritually, my tongue. Spiritually, my temperature. Spiritually, my hearing. Spiritually, my eyesight. Spiritually, how is my heart doing? Examine yourself. If you're here this evening, if you're subject to the invitation of Christ, you can come right now as together we stand and as we